So what is the effect of such reflections? We can easily feel overwhelmed. I can see that looking at you. But remember, no blame, no guilt. So if we remember no blame, no guilt, then what arises with our reflections? Maybe sadness. Empathy, compassion. When you realize suffering for what it is, as the Buddha did, then you will be drawn into discovering its causes. That's the Dalai Lama speaking. One thing only do I teach: suffering and the cessation of suffering. The Buddha. So the Buddha realized that suffering is a fact of the human condition, caused by craving, which in turn is caused by ignorance, an ignorance which sets up the way we experience the world. And he saw how difficult it is for us to penetrate that ignorance, because of the desire and attachment it gives rise to. So not long after his enlightenment experience, he's considering whether to teach the Dharma. And it's a passage that I find very moving. I've always found very moving. He says, "The law that I have attained to is profound and hard to see, hard to discover. It is the most peaceful and superior goal of all, not attainable by mere reasoning, subtle for the wise to experience. But this generation relies on attachment, relishes attachment, delights in attachment. It is hard for such a generation to see this truth, that is to say, conditionality, dependent arising. And if I taught the law, others would not understand me, and that would be wearying and troublesome for me." I always like the way he seems to take himself into account at the end of that passage. So I want to look a bit closer at where we might be at in all of this. Certainly we are in a state of ignorance, conditioned by the Atma Kleshas.